Minute 15. Writing a CV.
LinkedIn, Xing, Plaxo. Are professional networking sites making the paper CV redundant? Maybe it's time to reassess the situation and discuss the implications for applicants and recruiters alike. I put these questions to Melanie Ricci, a human resources manager currently located in Vienna, who sees hundreds of CVs every week. First of all, are we falling behind the times when we print out another copy of our CV for our next job application?
Well, whatever works, I'd say. The crucial element is successfully getting across your passion, your drive, and making it crystal clear what you can contribute to your future employer's business. But, having said that, it's not advisable next time you go for a job to send that tried and trusted CV you've been using for years. There's no getting around tailoring your CV to each and every position you apply for. No more one size fits all. You've really got to highlight the relevant aspects each time. For instance, your student job at McDonald's may be impressive for a hands-on management job where you want to show you're not afraid of knuckling down to hard work, but less so for a job in a more exclusive context where you need to come over as pretty sophisticated.
Okay, that makes sense to me. Are there any other things to avoid when writing your CV?
Well, one thing that looks pretty old-fashioned these days is writing long paragraphs instead of bullet points. It's too much text to read, and let's be honest, no one's got the time. Talking of user-friendly, stick to modern, easy-to-read fonts like Arial, not Comic Sans or anything else too fancy or hard on the reader's eyes. However, your CV is just as likely to be screened by computers as by humans, using software designed to scan CVs for specific keywords. Usually the requisite skills and qualifications listed up in the original job advert. So remember to ensure they are all in your CV somewhere, or there's a good chance it won't even end up in human hands at all. If it does make it as far as the hiring manager, though, he or she will most probably be viewing your CV on the computer and not on printouts. So you can forget the everything must fit on one page rule that we used to insist on. It's easier to scroll down a screen than flip the page, so don't feel obliged to cram your experience onto one single page if it doesn't work out that way. Of course, if you're a school leaver and don't have much work experience yet, one page will probably suffice. And one last thing. Remember that if you get shortlisted, the hiring manager is going to check you out on the internet. So Google yourself first and see what kind of image you put over to those who want to find out about you. Recruiters routinely use social media to get a more rounded view of applicants. So watch what you publish in your tweets and Facebook posts. Your CV may say that you're a great team player, but your posts complaining about your co-workers may speak louder than your CV.